The U.S. and United Kingdom announced the framework of a trade agreement that would allow some duty-free beef trade between the two countries. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the market is promising for U.S. beef if a number of trade issues can be resolved.
There is no doubt that there is potential for U.S. beef into the U.K. And for a little perspective, we've had in the past duty-free access and currently have duty-free access into the EU. But when the U.K. departed the EU for Brexit a few years ago, we lost that duty-free access. So from a tariff standpoint, the fact that they would be creating a zero-duty country-specific spot for U.S. beef into the U.K., this is definitely encouraging. That being said, there's still work to be done from our viewpoint because there's quite a few issues around non-tariff trade barriers that concern us around market access restrictions, around plant approvals, around hormone usage, also around residue testing. While we're optimistic, we hope that these other non-tariff issues are taken into account as well.
And while the announcement did not include news on pork, the UK could be a valuable market for U.S. pork producers.
There are large users of pork in the UK. They have large exports currently from the EU into the UK, and we know that there's legitimate demand for U.S. pork into the UK as well as the EU. So from that perspective, we run into some of the same complicating factors around some of these restrictions on the technical side, residue testing that's required there as well, plant approval processes that are required there as well. But while there's been no details published on pork yet, we're hopeful that pork is not only part of the agreement, but it would fall in the same bucket of addressing some of these non-tariff trade issues that impact pork as well.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.